Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1907. Shifting Gears versus Taking a Break by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And then on Fridays, like on tomorrow's show, that's where I answer your questions. All right, let's keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Shifting Gears versus Taking a Break by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. How to handle vacations, injuries, illness, and more. It often happens with brand new clients. During the consultation, the client commits to 2 to 3 sessions a week, claiming that they hardly ever travel and that they can stick to a very consistent schedule. But then they have the 9-day vacation that they hardly ever do, like really never. Then they have a small surgery and have to take a break for more intense exercise. I'll start up again once I'm totally recovered. Then the flu takes over their house and they spend the better part of a week puking when they're not taking care of puking kids. I'll catch up once the kids are back in school. Then they spend part of the month on a work trip that was totally out of the blue. I can't plan my work dinners, but I'll be back on track as soon as I'm home. By the end of the second or third month, the client says, "This is so weird. My life is never like this." Also frequently heard, "Next month, it'll settle down." However, I've had enough clients at this point to shake my head sadly and say, "Actually, it's always been like this, and it will always be like this. You just never noticed." Mindset is everything. We have a perception that our lives are smooth, unbroken, sailing paths with infrequent but major changes in direction, like marriage, career promotions, childbirth, or geographical moves. However, our lives are more like a sailing boat tacking, constantly course correcting, making small adjustments, dealing with a continuous stream of interruptions, obstacles, and challenges. Life is always like that. We're always taking weekends away, dealing with small or large inconveniences, handling illness both for ourselves and family members, recovering from minor or major surgical procedures, taking pets to the vet, attending programs at the kids' school, or going to a family wedding. However, we often don't notice it because we're not making an effort to have a continuous thread of growth. But once someone starts personal training and nutrition coaching, that quality of life, the constant state of flux and minor emergencies, becomes glaringly apparent. And once that happens, there are two ways to deal with it. Taking a break. When someone adopts a take a break mentality, I know that they're going to struggle to see results. Why? Someone who puts things on hold every time there's a minor lifestyle interruption has a lack of personal agency. They see life as happening to them and have a fixed idea of what ideal conditions would allow them to consistently apply healthier lifestyle strategies. And when reality doesn't line up with that ideal world, they take a break, put the program on pause, and wait for things to settle down. Why is this such a problem? Things only settle down a few times a year for most people, which means that you're on a break most of the time. Shifting gears. The way to handle lifestyle challenges that will result in long-term fitness and health success is just a very small adjustment in thinking. Translate taking a break into shifting gears. If you're driving a car and the traffic starts to slow, you wouldn't pull the car over to the side of the road, turn off the ignition, and wait for the traffic to pass. You downshift and keep going at a slower speed until the traffic loosens up. Obviously. But it's not so obvious in lifestyle issues. Your mindset dictates how you will respond to the challenges of life. And if you are constantly pulling your car over and going into a full stop, you will never get to your destination. You will only get to your destination in a timely manner if you understand how to downshift. Examples of shifting gears. My clients who have developed a growth-oriented mindset know how to downshift. They have honed their ability to confront life as a series of interruptions and constantly changing standards. They have crafted a healthy relationship with ambiguity and uncertainty. It doesn't mean they're perfect, because no one is, but they are able to maintain a continuous thread of fitness and smart nutrition that spans changes, challenges, and obstacles. Here are some real-life examples from actual clients. 1. I have had 4 clients in boots for broken feet, broken toes, and so on. These clients continue training and focus on core work, upper body, low-impact lower body moves, and nutrition. One of these clients in particular went on to train for a half marathon, completed 3 more, and is now training for the New York City Marathon. Downshifting allowed her to accomplish this goal because she didn't totally lose her fitness during her months in the boot. 2. I have had multiple clients continue their training on vacation using Skype, photos, emails, and texts. I have a Skype session with one of my clients on vacation 15 minutes from now, actually. My other client who's on vacation sends me videos and pictures of her workouts from her cruise ship gym. Downshifting is allowing these clients to continue pursuing physique goals even though vacation is typically a no-holds-barred time of cheating on your regular way of eating. 3. I have had multiple clients who have high-pressure, intense jobs, and they meal prep and prep snacks nonetheless. They find other ways to network besides a daily lunch out with coworkers. They fit in their workouts around their tight schedules. They develop a healthier relationship with work deadlines and angry bosses, knowing that handing in a report a day early is not a life or death issue, whereas staying healthy really is. And 4. I have had multiple clients with back injuries and disc issues, and they absolutely must take a break from running and other high-impact activities. However, it's a great opportunity to focus more on low-impact exercise, strength, and gaps in their fitness. Sometimes their overall fitness improves during the gear shift from cardio to strength. You can change your mindset. Please notice, never, ever in this post did I say there are 2 types of clients. I don't believe that because I am firmly convinced that everyone can learn new skills and adopt new mindsets. Some people already have a growth-oriented mindset when they start training because they've developed this life skill in other situations and have a knack for turning lemons into lemonade. But for many people, training is the first time that they start focusing on building a continuous, unbroken habit, and the learning curves can be unsettling. What about you? Do you put the car in park or do you downshift? Do you frequently say the following statements? I'll be really good when I get back from vacation. I'm starting again on Monday, day 1. I'm so busy this week, I simply don't have time to work out. Next week will be better. Or, things will settle down next month. If the answer is yes, then the best thing you can do for your fitness and health is to change your mindset from this, life is generally smooth sailing with infrequent interruptions that are exceptional, to this, life is constantly changing and presenting new challenges, and the smooth sailing periods are exceptional. If you can manage to make peace with the fact that life is constantly throwing curveballs at you, you can empower yourself to rise above the circumstances of everyday life. You won't be a victim of your car breaking down. You won't be limited by injury or illness. Your health and well-being won't be captive to your kids' inevitably chaotic schedules. You won't need to start over again every time there's a vacation or holiday. What will life be like when you don't have to start over, 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 and over again? It's pretty great. You will be in the driver's seat with the ability to downshift to the appropriate level of intensity when life is particularly tough and kick it into high gear when you have the open road. You just listened to the post titled Shifting Gears versus Taking a Break by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. There are a couple of points today's author Rachel made that really jumped out at me. When Rachel was sharing stories of clients that have difficulty jumping in and getting started on their health and wellness journeys, it reminded me of a stress management class I teach. At the end of the semester, after talking about all the health benefits of incorporating stress management strategies into their lifestyle, I have my students submit a project. The project has them reflect on the specific stress management strategies they tried. I was so disheartened when about 80% of the class wrote something like this in their final semester project. I didn't get a chance to try the stress management techniques I had planned because I was so busy. But this summer, it's going to be less busy, so I'm definitely going to. Did you catch that? I'm too busy, read stressed, to try and relieve my stress. Come on, are you kidding me? How does that make any sense? Seems like I failed as their professor, but this is the reality with most health behaviors. The other point Rachel made involved a car road trip analogy. If you listen to this podcast for any length of time, you know I love me my car and road trip analogies. I talk about the journey of health and wellness being like a road we're driving on, how it's important to set goals for this path, because goals act like our personal GPS, and so on. So I absolutely loved Rachel's downshifting analogy. When you're stuck in traffic, you don't pull off to the side of the road and just give up and hope you reach your destination. You just slow down, you downshift. With patience, we can feel confident that the traffic will get moving back up to normal speed. Therefore, we can apply that same confidence to think about how we will eventually also get back up to speed. We just need to keep moving. Rachel, I hope you don't mind, but I am so gonna borrow this when we talk about behavior change with my students. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.